Welcome to another deep dive into the minds of the carb depleted. Today it really is. So as usual, we're going to cut the talking at the start, get straight into it. And Mike, you're going to let us know how things have been for you over the last week in the prep life.
Yeah, man, I'll kick off. I want to preface it by saying I'm now 2.5 weeks in, so I look around at these guys around me. I look at Nate. Oh, did you have to do that, man? That's quite off-putting. Just throwing that straight at me. Yeah, I mean, those photos are 6 weeks apart, but I'm about 2.5 weeks in, right? So, like, I'm still, you know, sharp as tacks, you know, like plenty of energy. You know, everything's fine. I look around me and I'm talking to Nate and he's going, I'm on 70 gram carb days. And he's been at it for like, what, 40 weeks or something, you know. And even Delaine's 4 weeks ahead of me, you know, she's just having the odd tired patch. And I'm kind of, when I start going, having a few ups and downs, I was like, actually, this is nothing. What I'm going to be 10 weeks gone. So, I mean, the headspace is still good, but I can see the chink starting to appear. This week, I checked in with Kurt. I'd lost a little bit of body fat. I'd lost a little bit of weight, but it was a sort of extra, yeah, not very much. And he was pretty happy because we are still 12 weeks out at that point. But I look around at these guys. I'm getting a bit paranoid looking at those around me. I go, hey, do you think maybe we could push a little bit harder? Because, yeah, all right, you know, we can push a bit harder. Because I said, I do want to be able to try a few things near the end because that's where I've kind of had my biggest problems in the past is sort of getting really full and dry. So I said, can we push a little bit harder? So I came back with, you know, with a bit of a calorie cut. It's still, you know, like I said, I've still got plenty of energy. I've still got backup stores, muscle, liver glycogen stores. So I'm still pretty sweet. But then my weight has kind of tracked pretty steady. So I'm hoping that when I do the body fat measurements that I've held my weight and dropped a bit of body fat. You know, Nate, that I'm a numbers guy. I love the X's and O's, and it makes me feel better if I can kind of either see some tangible results, but your mind kind of plays tricks with you because it's so subjective, or get some numbers, you know, like the scale weight's going down a little bit, or you know, largely the body fat. I like the calipers, they're pretty inaccurate, but I like to see those going down and tracking down. So yeah, I believe I'm on track because my coach says I'm on track, and so that's all good, and the energy levels are good. I've got into consistent posing. You know, off the days I don't lift weights in the afternoon, I've been getting into the posing room and kind of putting in, you know, 45 minutes to an hour of sort of multiple rounds. It's still not very pretty, and my posing stamina is still not there. But it's good. And I look in the mirror and go, yeah, look, there's, you know, I'm pretty pleased with the muscle I've put on since last year. Instagram kind of doesn't help, you know, because you immediately discount anybody that's smaller than you or not as good as you and just focus on the people that pop up that are way bigger and better and rounder. And I was like, oh, yeah. But I look in the mirror and go, yeah, I'm okay with the amount of muscle I've got. I just really hope that I'm still going to have all that muscle in 12 weeks' time because I can't really afford to lose too much at my height. So, yeah, everything's tracking as planned. I go through a little bit of phase of, oh, yeah, am I big enough? Or, you know, am I lean enough? You know, maybe I need to push harder. Maybe I need to. But I guess that's what having a coach is for. It was quite an interesting dialogue with Kurt. He sort of said, well, what I do with Dan is we just kind of have a bit of a dialogue and, you know, have a chat about what we're going to do and work it out together. And I kind of thought, yeah, I'm not Dan Fuchs, though. But then I thought, I have had a lot of experience, you know, with my own body and with my own, you know, like I went to him because I need his expertise and I need his independent eye. But it's nice that he kind of like, you know, well, as a good coach probably should, you know, gathering information, and I've got a fair amount of information. But I don't want to be telling him what I'm going to be doing, but it's nice to kind of put a few suggestions in, and I don't know if it was my paranoia making me want to push harder, but it can't hurt to be really early. So energy level is still good, but am I using too much of that up early on? Am I going to regret wanting to push harder in, you know, 8 weeks' time when I'm really grinding and it's, you know, I'm pretty low? So I don't know, but yeah, I've had a pretty good week. Training's going really well. Really inflamed bicep tendon, so a lot of shoulder work hurts, but I think at this stage, what are you going to do? You know, just work around it. You just try and stimulate the muscles so they don't shrink, and then we'll deal with that in 12 weeks' time when everything's over. So, yeah, good times. Was it a decent spiel, soliloquy? Did I stop for breath in the middle there?
Yeah, well, you're on a roll. I must be not starting those stims early, eh, man, and just, you know, getting the jibber-jabbers on.
Don't want to start those too early, eh?
Right.
No, I did some pre-workout before I trained at 6 o'clock. But,
good pre-workout. Awesome. Right, Sydney, how are you tracking and how's things been this last past week?
So I thought it'd be a good idea to this week maybe tell you guys and your viewers and listeners a little bit about the female, because they're all used to hearing you and Mike prattle on about your man prep. So it's from a girl's point of view, so I thought that might be a little bit refreshing. And all you pussy boys who don't like to listen to that kind of thing, just fast forward on to Nate's. So last week, I decided to, Jordan did not tell me to at all. It was a personal decision. I decided to get off my contraceptive pill. The reason for that was that I just wanted to track if I lost my period during this prep, as a lot of women do. And then if I did lose it, I wanted to know when I'd be naturally getting it back. When my body fat levels would be at a healthy level again. So for me, my health and my body is always going to be the number one priority. So because I came off my contraceptive pill, I got my period, and it was a month of horrendous periods.
Damn it.
And so I went up about, I'd been going down about a kg a week. And then last week, because of my period, I went up by 1.5 kgs, and I just freaked out. Like, it was my check-in day and was up by 1.5 kgs. And I was like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And Jordan was like, no, no, I know it's that time of the month for you, just relax. And sure enough, the day after, I lost 1 kg. Bam, overnight. Like, it's just such a mind fuck, like, especially for girls. Like, guys are always like, oh yeah, you guys don't know how hard it is for guys, we have to take these things and these stimulants and all these other things to look good on stage. But for us, it's involuntary. We're not because we want to, it just happens to us. And the cravings are there, the aches and the pains are just amplified. I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're bloody Angelica or Lorelei, whatever, when that time of the month comes, your cravings just skyrocket, and it's so hard. But I'm thankful that my girl Hanny introduced me to the salted caramel sugar-free syrups, so I just had a little teaspoon of that, and that kind of, that was good. Another thing that I noticed, as my body fat levels drop, I am so cold all the time. Like, I'll rock up for a training session with Nate at like 5 p.m. at night, and I'm wearing leggings. I've got my sports crop on, a singlet, two jumpers, my puffer jacket, and my beanie on. And it's just, as we progress through the workout, I'm just peeling the layers off. But yeah, even at nighttime, it is freezing all the time. And my in-laws that I'm living with right now, they're like, oh my gosh, you've got the heater on all the time. I'm like, yes, because I'm cold all the time. So my cardio's been put up as well last week. And I realized something as well, like with cardio, it's freezing outside. It's in the middle of winter. The wind is whistling. It's raining. It's like 0 degrees here in Napier. And you don't want to get out of bed. Like, who wants to go out into that weather when you're warm in bed? It's just, you just got to do it. It's just this push that you have to do. Yeah, it's just been a bit hard, bit of a struggle lately, because I'm cold all the time. And I'm starting to be a bit of a puss and not want to go out. But I'm really proud of myself. I do it. I just put myself out there. The weights, some lifts have been going up and progressing, and some lifts have been going down. But that's just as expected. And I've also put out a big SOS search and rescue call. If anyone has seen my glutes, they're left on the gym floor. Like, I have lost my glutes. If anyone can find them, please notify me immediately, because I cannot for the life of me find them. Also, just again, this is what I think. It's a very, you know, personal basis of mine. I think that my coach, Jordan Earle, might be going blind. My check-in photos, I sent it to him, and he was like, your front pose is starting to look bloody amazing. And I was like, Jordan, are you blind? Like, I'm not, like, I've got a pregnant belly here. My fupa is sticking out. Like, how is that amazing? So either my coach is going blind or I'm going crazy and my body dysmorphia is through the roof. I mean, it's pretty easy to see which one is the clear winner out of that. And I'm now also doing abs 4 times a week, because my lovely, lovely friend Hanny has written me up a ab circuit program, and I've been doing it for 2 weeks now, and suddenly the little bricks are starting to form. So do your abs, guys. Other than that, yep, tracking along fine. I'm, yeah, happy with where I'm progressing. Can't wait for next week. I've got a whole house move to organize as well, so my stress levels pretty high, pretty big. Yeah, Nate, need your help moving, man. Thanks.
Well, because we're online, I can't say no, so I'll give you a hand. That's all good. Well, that was interesting. I'm probably not going to add to the commentary on periods. Not really qualified. But I didn't think of it. I actually, like, when you said it, and you said it's not something you control, straight away I thought, oh, yeah, it'd be like kind of someone just coming up and shoving a whole lot of estrogen pills in your mouth, and suddenly you woke up in the morning, you're an emotional fucking wreck, and you're holding water, and like, what the fuck can you do about it? I'm like, Nah. So I'm taking that one on board, because we often do think that we've got it the hardest. I think everyone thinks I've got it the hardest, but certainly there's some stuff there for girls that I've never considered, and it's just another bunch of variables that you've got to manage. But yeah, that was cool. That was really interesting, because real different perspective. But anyway, back to where I'm at. I'm like you. Cardio's been up. Not minding so much going out in the morning, because I get to walk on the beautiful beach. But you're right, it's freaking freezing. I usually have a thermal waist trainer, a sweatshirt, and then a puffer jacket over top, then beanie and gloves. But it's been beautiful, really enjoying it. It's been really good for my head, I think, having that that blue time out by the ocean, and nighttime cardio's not quite as much fun sitting on a treadmill, but hey, good chance to listen to some music, and I always try and take the positive out of it. Training's been going really well. Like, had some PRs on the hack squat and some pressing movements, things like that. So been going really well. I've been feeling pretty flat, not surprising. My high carb day now is the same as what my low carb day, my medium carb day used to be. My low carb day, as Mike said, I'm on 70 grams of carbs. So my last carbs today were at 11 o'clock. I had a day, another low day the other day, which I drove up the mountain and all that kind of carry on, and I survived that pretty well, survived today pretty well, but energy pretty low. As soon as I got home, I started sort of shutting down. I sat on the couch and went, oh, we've got a podcast, this is gonna be hard. So it is starting to get mentally quite taxing. I'm not noticing, Mike, I've got to credit you for noticing. I'm getting a bit of that sort of dislocation or just, you know, detachment, I suppose, to other people's issues. I'm kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. I'm busy. I'm doing my thing. And you know, when you recognize that, it's a pretty selfish kind of trait. So I'm making a really big effort to, you know, give people more of my time where I can. In the gym, I'm working on smiling. I smile and try and be friendly because I'm really pretty grumpy and tired and all the rest of it. So I'm working on that kind of, on that personal stuff. And I think it's, you know, it's something you need to do because, you know, we do choose this path and can't blame anyone but ourselves. So physically being pretty tired, feeling really flat. But I took some photos the other day and, oh, sorry, I was going to show your photos too, Sydney, so I will.
No!
Okay, I won't. I'll wait. So I took, where am I going? Share screen. So I took a couple of photos and I was feeling really flat. And, you know, I looked at them and thought, you don't look flat. You look not super full, but you look pretty full. There's plenty of carbs left. Suck it up, princess, and get on with it. So, you know, it was quite nice. I finally probably got my body dysmorphia in line a bit more. I looked at those photos and went, yeah, you look like a bodybuilder. Yeah, you're starting to get lean. There's some good shape there. Obviously, you know, I saw my weaknesses and, you know, they're just work-ons, but I was pretty happy with it and surprised at the difference between how I felt and how I actually looked. So that was probably my little learning point for the week. Just trusting in the process. Coaches doing everything to plan. I can imagine that because progress is going so well and the weight's coming off, he's just going to keep pushing and pushing for the next couple of weeks, and then we should probably be there or thereabouts. We had a conversation and said, I actually said, I think glutes will be here in 4 weeks. And he said, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So that'll be a nice sign if I can have my glutes out, you know, 3 weeks early, and then we can play around and try and fill up. But yeah, eventful. It's been good. Yeah, go.
I just remembered something as well. Sorry. Huge, huge best of wishes and good luck to Team Jordan, everyone on Team Jordan that's competing this weekend at Body of Steel. I will be there to cheer you on, and I cannot wait to see all of you guys up on stage absolutely killing it. Love you all.
Yeah, hey, that's a good reminder. It's, you know, from us again. We did shout out the other day, but to everybody that's competing in that Body of Steel, look, there's some fantastic wellness competitors. I've seen a couple of them. A couple of them have absolutely floored me. So can't wait to see footage. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but all the very best to everyone competing in the Wellness Pro Qualifier and in the Body of Steel in Mr. Tonga. So good luck, people. And we'll probably sign off for the night and catch up with you this time next week. Peace out.